This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
No one knew who I was until the image of Tom, but when Tom saw my work, they said, "Your work has been good. And you're amateur, why doesn't anyone know about you?" And that's because I lack the connection to people who write about art. It's a certain type of disconnection nowadays. So when people can't get those connections, people like us, we usually use social media to get our work seen. So there we're basically skipping the journalists and people like that. I think as a critic, you know, you have a voice, you have a certain type of power that an up-and-coming artist doesn't have. You know, you can really, if you dig deep enough, you can find the next Basquiat, you know, the next Gordon Parks. I only can imagine if a critic was critiquing my work and knew and was writing about me before time, how powerful my images before then would have been. You know, I definitely think they need to be more in the community, not just writing. You know, they need to be on the front line. So when there is a young underground art scene, they should be running that art scene. They should be breaking down barriers with these young artists. They should be controlling that narratives, telling people like, "Look, I have this young artist from Baltimore, from Philly, from New York that no one knows, but I'm telling you he's the next big thing." They should be breaking careers and not writing about what has passed and gone already. They should be, even if as a critic, if you're 50 years old, find you a 21-year-old, 18-year-old artist and walk the streets with them, go get a coffee with them, see where they hang out, what type of music they listen to, because this new scene, it moves fast. You know, with social media, it's way more content in the world than the 80s and the 90s. Now we have the internet and everyone takes to the internet. So you need to control the narrative. And I think that these art critics should be the ones hosting art shows. You know, when these young artists don't have a platform, give them a platform because you have the voice. Control the narrative of this next generation. The most important part with any critic or any journalist, any type of artist in general, it's about changing with the times and not becoming stagnant. You know what happens with stagnant water, you know, it gets bacteria and then it's, you don't want to touch it. You know, and that's how I feel about people who stuck in that one pocket. I don't want to touch it. Art critics are supposed to grow with the times, evolve. You are the voice of the community. If you're growing with the times, you can understand the social change, the change inside the community. If you're writing about a black artist, understand the history. As an example, me, you understand where I come from, but you also understand the history of Baltimore, the heroin, the drugs, all the issues Baltimore have, and you can understand why I went through the trials and tribulations what led me to becoming a photographer. But if you know the past, present, and future, not only that, but you're growing. You're learning from me just like I'm learning from you. That's what it's all about. As a critic, as a writer, people should not just have to go to publications for you. You should be writing daily. You know, you should be on social media daily because people turn to you because to know what's next. That's what evolving is about. I feel like a lot of critics are dinosaurs. They stuck to the old ways, and don't get me wrong, I love traditional ways. But at the same time, implement those traditional ways onto the present and grow with it. About my boy D. Watkins, who's a journalist, author. One thing I can say about him and what he's perfected, he's very good at, is even though he's writing about the community and documenting and everything else, and he writes for some paper, city paper, but he's still on the ground with us. We're hand in hand. You know, that's the type of person that if I needed something or if I get locked up or anything protesting, he would be there to save me or try to in any type of way. He's been an anchor for the community, for the young black artist that's coming up. It's a certain type of companionship that he gives to all of us, not just me, but to Karn Duani, who's an amazing spoken word artist, or Kwame Rose, who's a social activist. But he's connected through all of us because he's in the community, but he also helps all of us. The people turn to him, but they come to us. He's like our filter. So he does a lot for the community, and he's a perfect example of a person that changes with the times because he's much older. He's older than I am. And it's just a certain type of, it's hard to describe, but when you have a person that's a peer, but he's on a totally different battlefield than you. His world is different from you, but he can come into your world and he can understand your world, but then go back and articulate your world like it's his world. And that's what he does so well. You have an event, he will come. He's not going to just, you know, come and interview you and say, "Tell me how the event went." No, he's going to come, still interview you, but get and see for himself and then come to his own conclusion. And that's what I feel a lot more art critics and people come from behind that desk and don't just call me over the phone or call people over the phone and talk to them. No, hop on that plane. Get into it. Get your hands dirty.